I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week Summer section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, music fans will get kind of a two musicians for one concert Sunday night at a tribute show at Payomit Performing Arts Center in North Truro.
Yes, first people are going to get Joan Osborne, and she is a singer-songwriter who has performed in a lot of different genres, including rock, folk, country rock, and blues, and is probably best known for the hit song One of Us. In this concert, though, Joan is going to be doing new interpretations of the songs of Bob Dylan, so it's a draw for Dylan fans, too. Joan has sung and recorded with Bob Dylan, actually, a few times, and started performing this kind of concert in tribute to him last year. It's been really popular and well-received, and she's going to release an album of Bob Dylan covers in September. So folks at Payomit are going to get a preview of that album, and Joan hopes that this is going to be the first in a series of albums, each devoted to a single contemporary songwriter.
There are dozens, literally dozens, of choices to see live theater every week on the Cape and the Islands in the summer, and a few shows are opening this weekend that are very different from each other.
There are some wonderful shows that are also continuing this weekend, and we've got many reviews in Cape Week of all of those, but the new shows really do offer some really different choices. At the Academy Playhouse in Orleans is Legally Blonde, the musical, and that's based on the Reese Witherspoon movie about a very image-conscious woman who gets into Harvard Law School to follow a boyfriend. Then over at Cape Cod Theater Company, home of the Harwich Junior Theater, they've got a stage version of the classic children's story Charlotte's Web about a spider who tries to save her pig friend. Down at Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater is The Empaths, and this is the world premiere of a new comedy about a woman who tricks a man into having their first six dates in a psychotherapist's office with no outside contact. Then up at Cape Cod Theater Project at Falmouth Academy, they have staged readings in the development of a new play called How to Load a Musket, and that takes a look at people who are Civil War reenactors.
The Cultural Center of Cape Cod in South Yarmouth will host a reception Saturday night for two art exhibits, both of which have been long-term projects.
This is a free reception, and it's happening from 5 to 7 o'clock on Saturday, but both exhibits are going to be on display at the Cultural Center through early August. The first one is called Generations, the Art of Influence, and it's a 20-year retrospective of potter Kim Sheeran's work, as well as some work by some other members of her family. Then the second exhibit is called 365 Days on Martha's Vineyard, and it's based on photographs taken by Jan Miersemann and his wife Moira Fitzgerald. They distribute newspapers to island retailers and have taken more than 7,000 photos, all at dawn while they're delivering. So these photos that are on exhibit show a year of early mornings on Martha's Vineyard, which of course should be gorgeous.
And looking ahead, Christmas is still 5 months away, but when Santa Claus wants to take a vacation, apparently his place of choice is on Cape Cod.
Apparently, because a visit from Vacation Cape Cod Santa is going to be one of the attractions on Tuesday when Hyannis Public Library celebrates Christmas in July. That event is going to happen at 3 o'clock on Tuesday at the library on Main Street, and it's going to include Christmas stories, songs, crafts, and refreshments, in addition to Old Saint Nick dropping by. That could be an offbeat, warm weather activity, or may take a little explanation for parents. But if your kids can't wait till Christmas, here's a chance to give them a little taste of it.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week Summer Magazine in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.